The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm a night person, and when you have to work morning drive, it sucks. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. What's up, everyone? We're the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My entire life, I have liked to stay up late. When I was little, it was to read books. I couldn't wait for the next chapter. I would keep my flashlight under the bed, and my mom would be like, Dana, go to bed. One more chapter, Mom. Now, I'm streaming something, I'm binging something, or I'm reading something. I just can't go to sleep.
Now, you're a night owl.
I'm a night owl automatic, and I had to look up why. Now, you used to be my partner in crime, but you've been...
I have switched from my night owl
ways. I like how Dana says, I stayed up late reading books like she wasn't a mom at 15.
I know.
No, I really
you were changing
that.
Diapers. That's what you were doing. You were feeding babies.
I should have been reading the book on...
should have been reading the book on celibacy.
Something.
Wait, saving yourself for me.
I know. But you used to be the guy that hung out with me, and now I'll turn around, I'm in full conversation, and you're asleep, sitting up, like
a
baby.
I hate being tired all week and going to bed on Sunday night at midnight makes zero sense to me at this point.
You're just a full-time dad, aren't you, DJ Automatic?
Thank you. You know what I am? I'm wiser in my older years now.
The other night we were out, and so I'm hyped. We're like out doing our thing.
And I'm not old.
At 1:30 in the morning, and I'm talking to Otto, and he says, shut up. We have to get up in a few hours. Why couldn't
you? Used to be the other way around, because when I was out DJing every single night, used to be like, go to bed. I got to get up in the morning. Guess what? The tables have turned, woman.
Well, damn. I have looked up some of the facts about night owls. I don't know if this is factual or not. Okay. According to psychology.com, night owls have a tendency to be psychopaths, psychologically manipulative,
I'm reformed then.
A willingness to harm others in pursuit of personal goals, and a self-obsessed personality. I'm not buying it.
Well, Dana,
that's a little heavy for night
owls.
That's a lot.
Dog. Come on.
That's a lot, bro.
I mean, I've lived with you for a long time now.
Give me a break.
I'm on a weird spectrum of I just fall asleep whenever I get tired.
Anthony, and that's the beauty of not having kids.
Yeah, I guess, but that's also like makes for weird mornings sometimes. Do you
pass out randomly?
Yeah, dude, randomly, and I'm a big napper, so like me getting on a schedule, it rotates about every 2 to 3 weeks, dude. So
it's like the other day when you came in, you said, dude, I woke up at 5, and I was like, I'm late, oh, it's 5 p.m.
Oh, my God, dude, that's my life.
That's the worst. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with a very cool one in my heart. It is National Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Yes.
Oh, salute to them.
Three living code talkers left. It is a very, very important for you, speaking of reading, to do your Googles and look up the Navajo Code Talkers and how they helped us win World War II. We must honor these real-life heroes.
On August 2nd, Samuel Sandoval died. He was 98. He was a code talker.
Wow. Mm.
Rest in peace.
So, yeah, and to all the code talkers and their families, thank you for helping the U.S. win this war despite all that's happened and continues to happen to you.
Ooh, for all my desert dwellers out there, it's World Lizard Day.
Amen. I love the little lizards.
Yo, growing up in New Mexico, dude, me and my cousin, we would just capture lizards and then like
put them in. They're fun to play with.
Yeah, you would get all kinds of lizards, dog.
Then feed them to cats.
And then put black cats on their back. I don't know.
Stop. Poor lizards. There was one that died on our fence and it was just hanging over. Its leg was... Otto was like, what do I do with it? I was like, I'll throw it away. What are you doing?
I took a video of it.
Shout out to the homie, dog. Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up on a great summertime treat. National Creamsicle Day, baby.
Best popsicle. Good.
It's orange and creamy and you eat it from a toilet paper roll. And you didn't even care.
The best way I like to consume cream is through a creamsicle.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Clean your plate, eat everything on your plate. That phrase, and you being forced to do that when you were little, me being forced to do that when I was little, is why we all have this weird relationship with food and why weight fluctuates easily on my body. I know it does on a lot of people, other people's bodies, up and down and up and down, because it's psychological. And the reason that our grandparents and parents did that is because they probably didn't grow up with the amount of food that most people have today. They definitely didn't grow up with the portions that we have today.
Let's back it up because it kind of sounds like you call my grandma poor.
Well, my nana was poor. I don't know about your grandma.
No, they weren't. My mom was like, actually, my grandfather was a retired Army veteran and accountant. So it was like, you know, lower middle class.
Yeah, they had a little bit.
It was never an issue of that. But I think I also feel like what you're getting to, too, is that just portions overall have gotten like bigger. Like you go to fast food restaurants, you just get like bigger burgers. You get more of this and more gluttony going on, right?
For sure. But clean your plate means that you feel guilty if anything's there.
If I order a burger and I don't finish it, I feel bad.
But that's not why you eat automatic. You're eating to sustain life, not to feel engorged. And that's something we have to teach our mind. That's a psychological thing.
Like my grandpa was like that. I think his parents probably put that on him where it's like, eat everything that's in front of you because you might not get another meal. Hmm. And with him, he had 11 kids and he had 32 36 grandchildren.
Jeez, you can't even keep up.
No, I can't even keep up. But he was so adamant about everybody clearing their plate. And his biggest thing was, if you don't clear your plate, you can't have dessert. And he wouldn't let you get up from the table until your plate was clear.
And that's the worst thing. So you're stretching your stomach out so much, you're not even hungry anymore, but you want that cake. You want that pie. You want the ice cream.
You want to hear something crazy? When my grandpa passed and they sold the house, they took it apart because they had this huge kitchen table and there was so much food that was stuffed in between the crevices.
That's disgusting.
That's wild. Wait, hold on. Your grandpa had 32...
36.
36 grandkids?
Grandpa was busy.
Grandpa was an icon.
He had to replenish. That's why he was
had 11 kids. My grandma's the icon.
That's why they were all about eating, all cleaning up the plate. They were cleaning each other's plates.
Okay. Eating until your plate is clean is not necessary in today's world. Yes, there are still people who go without, but the great majority of us have food. And that idea sets forth a very bad habit of eating when you're not hungry and not understanding what your body is telling you when it is hungry. You're just eating out of habit. Do you even know what hungry means? Do you go long enough to be hungry? And I tell this to Automatic all the time. We eat at different times. Unfortunately, because of our jobs, we could eat at 3. We could eat at 5. We could eat at 6. We could, different times. And sometimes he'll be like, Ava, come eat. She's like, I'm not hungry. Come eat.
Damn, fool.
And I say, don't do that. Because if she's not hungry, it's not a good idea.
Learn behavior for me.
Yes.
The one thing, I just read this. Americans waste 35% of the food that they buy, which is mind-blowing to me because I don't think that people are making everyone clear their plate if we're wasting 35% of the food we buy, or we're just buying too much.
I think
maybe.
That's also, no pun intended, that's a loaded number. You know, you have like other, like you go to restaurants, catering and stuff. Like, I think all that stuff's incorporated into that number.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I like how that's on the top of your mind, DJ Automatic. I love how you're really getting into the bit, brother. You're really here for the nutrition. I'm just thinking about you guys eating and how slow Dana eats.
Oh, whatever.
Oh my God, dude. Nobody takes longer.
And she's always like, stay here and sit with me. And of course, what am I going to do when I'm sitting there while she eats at 1 mile per hour? Oh yeah, but then I end up eating more than I need to eat just because I'm just sitting there.
I'm all alone. Everybody gets up and leaves me toda solita all by myself at the table.
That plate will get cleared, though. It will get cleared. Big dude, we'll clear that plate, but it'll take a while.
It will. Give me an hour and I'll tackle any damn portion, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Drake becoming a father to his son Adonis affecting his career negatively? We're going to play some audio for you right now. Let you decide. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. This story and more all brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, DJ Automatic, Famous People's Birthdays.
We got Bryce Hall celebrating today, Mila Kunis, Halle Berry, Magic Johnson, and Chris Perez.
The husband of Selena Quintanilla Perez. I love that he keeps her memory alive, even to this day.
Anything for Selena.
Oh, I don't want to talk about Rihanna, her Savage X Fenty brand now has a line for moms and moms-to-be. Now, some people are saying it's kind of controversial because she's portraying herself as sexy. Why is being a mom, like, all of a sudden you can't be sexy anymore? How do you think she became a mom?
I mean, there's a whole part of the internet that's, like, literally dedicated to that.
The fact that you know that, DJ Automatic, the fact that you just said that on the radio, hit me up now, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Let's talk about that. All right, now I'm going to move on to something a little more serious. Rihanna, of course, last year, she was the highlight of the Super Bowl. Sorry, yeah, I said it. Her performance looks like Lizzo is no longer being considered to perform during the halftime show because of the controversy surrounding her right now, which I disagree with. Look, if she's found guilty, cool. But innocent until proven guilty, we don't know who said what said and who's lying and who's not.
I just know that Beyonce and Jay-Z are heavily involved in a lot of things that she was going to be involved in. The Made in America concert that got canceled in Philadelphia. Beyonce took her off the remix of her song that she's performing, and Jay-Z is in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show, so I have a feeling they're not putting anything behind Lizzo because they might know more than we do.
I guess we're just going to have to wait and see, but I disagree.
Young Hova, you heard?
All right, so now I'm going to talk about Drake. He performed in L.A., and when he was on stage, he let the audience know that he needed a good, clean show because he's a dad now, and Adonis was with him in a building.
Okay, look, be honest with you. I can't talk about tonight in L.A. because my son is at the show for the first time ever. So we're going to keep this real PG tonight. Y'all keep your bras on. Throw them up here.
The fact that he said the word and he's being silly like that. But did you hear the audience's reaction when he said his son was there? I'm going to tell you something now. Men, when you become a father and you're a good father, there's nothing more sexy to a woman than seeing that, a good dad.
I just know Adonis was so disappointed.
Why?
Because he thought he was going to get to see some bras. Six,
six, six, six, six,
I thought you were going to say tease.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Another brilliant collaboration from our friends at McDonald's. Ooh. All right, food news is big today. That's coming up inside Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
It's hard to believe that it's been over a year now that the mass shooting happened in Uvalde at Robb Elementary. And someone that was there from the beginning, born in Uvalde, I didn't even know this, was Matthew McConaughey. And he's continuing to fight for more school safety, which, by the way, there are funds available. Call your local school and tell them to hit up their congressmen and congresswomen to get that funding at your school. But I love what he had to say on 60 Minutes about working together on gun responsibility.
I went in there and flipped, changed the word from control to responsibility. Control sounds like a mandate. Right. And nobody wants the mandate. No one wants to be controlled, but responsibility is still something that we can all go, yeah, I'll take responsibility. And a lot of the far right or the Republicans, they almost feel like responsibility is a value that they have ownership of.
Everyone should own wanting to be responsible and having a real conversation about helping our children.
I just think it's so genius in the messaging. Just by flipping one word, you have people responding in a completely different way.
Well, because Whereas nobody wants to be controlled.
Instead of wanting to be defensive, you're not taking it. Oh, of course I'm responsible with my gun. Well, why would I not be?
Damn, dude. Not know. Matt McConaughey being the best politician we have.
I know.
Here we go. All right.
Here we go again.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's is doing another collaboration after their hugely successful Cactus Plant flea market release with Travis Scott that some people paid $300,000 for on eBay.
What?
Let's go.
Yes, $300,000.
Which you donated to charity, by the way, DJ Automatic.
I did.
You donated.
They've now teamed up with Vandy the Pink, and they have a whole new collection coming out. There's a catch to it, though. It will be available online, but only available in stores in Hong Kong.
Bruh.
Oh! Well, why you tell us this?
Because the last one went for 300 grand. Online and find it.
You want me to go find my yen?
I think that's Chinese, actually.
Okay, I don't know, dude. I'm American.
We're so broke, we don't even know. Anyway, well, so we can buy it online, but if we want to get it in the store, we have to go to Hong Kong.
Yes.
Which means we'll be buying it online. National Day, Anthony A.
Something you can buy here in America is National Creamsicle Day, baby.
Hey. Creamsicle's so good. That's the orange, creamy popsicle that you eat. It's in a toilet paper roll. You push it up.
Yeah, it is the best popsicle. It made me an automatic moan just now.
Oh, my God.
We also got World Lizard Day, everybody.
Ooh.
Everybody got love for lizards?
I used to play with lizards.
I used to play with the horny toads when I was little.
What?
Do they have horny toads everywhere? Do they have horny toads all over the country? I'm asking a serious question.
No, they're all desert-dwelling toads, Dana.
They're not toads. They're lizards once again. All right, Anthony A., next National Day.
All right, something a little bit more serious. No, way more serious. Today we honor the Navajo Code Talkers. Yes,
today
is National Navajo Code Talker Day, everybody.
Earlier today, Automatic let us know that there are 3 living Navajo Code Talkers, correct, that are left?
Yes.
I wanted to say something, and I mean this. I believe it was last month the Supreme Court ruled against the Navajo Nation in their request to have water, running water, on their land.
Mm.
A basic, something you need.
A basic necessity.
To live. to live. And it is just, it's just crazy to me that the Navajos did what they did to help us win World War II, and we can't give them water. So on that note, I want you to look up Navajo Code Talkers. Talk to your children about it today.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.